Swamiji, it is more personal question. When you were sharing, I was the other side, the Western monasticism comes to my mind, how the abbots are living their life and everything. The personal question is, you entered the monastic life in a very early age. Okay? Still now, have you ever regret for the chosen life, what you have chosen? And when you are dialogue with your mother, being 100 years, what was her feeling? Have she ever felt that you had made a wrong choice? If not, everything's well with you and with your mother. What makes you to move on? Because being in a habit, it's not that easy every day.
It's why I retired. No, I've never had any, the nature of the mind is to doubt, but it's never really, I've never had a, once I've, after my really, let's say after my first year or two, I've gone through all sorts of difficulties, but I've never had any sense of doubt that this isn't the right thing to be doing. What I have felt is just tremendous gratitude and a sense of humility that wow, I really lucked out in this lifetime and met a true path. I met a true teacher. I have lived with good fellow practitioners. And, of course, one of the things Ajahn Chah did, it was in my ninth year as a monk, and he told me to go and be the abbot of the international monastery. And I'd actually, I had spent time there, but I've also avoided it at other times because I just found it really irritating. living with other human beings is not easy. And then, supposing to be in a position of leadership and training, and then it's, there was a learning curve. But I think similar to what Ajahn Chah said, he had these great experiences, but his wisdom didn't really come until the taking on of teaching and training having to be a leader, because you can't lead just by telling people what to do. And they're going to obey. forget it. As you can have all the exalted ideas of what an abbot might be, but in the end, mostly what you do is pick up the trash and close the doors after people. I'm sure that. That the Swamiji appreciates that. but also the reality of everybody else is a mirror for oneself. And one, if one's willing to learn in teaching or leading others, it's pointing back to ourselves. And it gives us that opportunity to see more clearly our own. It really shines a light on the heart of where our own limitations are, or our own strengths as well, because we do have the opportunity to rise up to the occasion. And I did, and as I said, I have stepped down as the abbot and turned over their duties. And one of the reasons why I stepped down also is it does take a lot of attention, takes a lot of energy, and I was, because I'd been an abbot of, because I was abbot of the International Monastery in Thailand for 15 years. I was the abbot of Abhayagiri Monastery where I'm for like 21 years before I stepped down. And, but what I started seeing in myself that I was, you know, one, I was getting older and, you just don't have the energy, or you don't care, and it's not good. You know, especially in a position of leadership, and you have to pay. You know, have to be willing to pay attention. You have to be willing to do that. And I was just finding myself, you know, seeing things that, you know, before I would point it out or correct or do something, and I was just, oh, I'm going back to my dwelling place. I think I'll just be quiet and meditate. So that just that inclination, just not that same inclination. It takes a younger person to pay attention to the training of others. So I still teach, and I'm there to, if anybody wants to ask me anything or for advice and whatnot, or the monks want some perspective, I'm there. But and I tend to join in the meditations and the pujas. So it's more of a, and I'm really enjoying it. you know, after many years of just active leadership, to be in a bit more of a I wouldn't say a passive role, and let the new generation of monks take on the training, take on those responsibilities, and try to keep my mouth shut. It's you know, it's too easy to sort of, well, I would have done it like this. It's not useful. And with my family, my family has been incredibly supportive. They had no idea what I was doing, but they've been very supportive. I remember somebody asking my mother, this is years and years ago, and I'd been a monk for quite a long time already. It was obvious I wasn't going to be doing anything else. And asking my mom, what did you think when he ordained? Did you not have objections? And her response was, oh, he's an adult. He can make his own decisions. And he said, and he seems happy. So it's good enough. So it's quite, and my mother has a strong Christian faith, and she goes, I mean, I met her church group at her 100th birthday. Very sweet people. But she comes to the monastery. She joins the evening pujas. You'll never see her at a morning puja. And joins the teachings. She'll join tea time, Q and question and answer sessions. She's interested in what's happening. She's very supportive. But that, you know, I'm very fortunate. And I'm not unaware of that.